It's here and now, and Arthur Chu's reign as Jeopardy champion has come to an end.
Okay, Arthur, we come to you first. You were in third place, and you wrote down who was George II. No, wrong guy. It's going to cost you how much? $6,400, dropping you to zero.
And with that, Arthur Chu lost to Diana Peliquin of Ann Arbor, Michigan, who had the correct response, who was George VI. Well, during his winning streak, Arthur racked up 11 wins, nearly $300,000. Some fans called him an evil genius for his unorthodox way of playing the game, jumping around the board and trying to ferret out those daily double Jeopardy clues during the game. We spoke with Arthur last month about his strategy, and he joins us now from NPR in New York. Arthur, welcome back and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, so first of all, you had some, restrictions last time we spoke about what you could say because some of the shows hadn't aired yet. Is there anything you'd like to say now that you can?
I just want to congratulate Diana. You know, I've made some jokes about being angry that I lost, but really I couldn't be happier to have lost to such a great contestant. She actually watched all of my previous games because she was an alternate contestant. And so she was, you know, spending that whole time figuring out how to beat me, which I admire and respect. You know, I wish her all the best in future games, which I don't know anything about. So now I'm back to the same level of ignorance as the rest of America about the future of the show.
Well, let's take a listen to some of you on last night's show.
Daily Double, the other one. And you are within range of the lead, certainly.
True Daily Double.
Okay, for $15,200 and the lead, here is your clue. Antisthenes began this ism with the view that self-interest is the primary motive of human behavior.
What is egoism?
Oh, no. What is cynicism? Cynicism. Okay. So you're back at zero, but there's plenty of time left. Go on.
It did seem like you lost some of your mojo last night in general. What do you think happened?
Well, the big thing that happened, this is the thing they say, like, betting big in over many games, you have a higher probability of, you know, winning if you bet big because that big lead is so important to winning the game in the end. But sometimes you make a big bet and it doesn't go your way and that can kill you. And that whole cynicism, egoism thing got me. But in general, I mean, one thing that I would remind people is you're watching the show spread out, you know, one game every night. When we tape it, it's all in one day. One week is taped in one day of actual taping in
LA.
So
five shows in a day.
Yeah, yeah. So I was coming off of having played five games in a row the previous day. Then I had like one night to try to rest up and then start over. So the reason that people's runs peter out, you know, is just fatigue, I think. It's really hard to play lots of games in a row. And that's why there's this kind of wall that you hit when you get to like having played two consecutive days, you know. You know, I think I'm the first person in almost 10 years to go past nine games. And so that just shows you even more what a mutant Ken Jennings is, that he could do that, you know, for like 74 straight games. I don't know if anyone will ever do that again. Hmm. Maybe they will. Maybe Diana will. I wish her the best, as I said. So,
how was your relationship with Alex Trebek? Because the two of you did seem to be a little cold with each other at times.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if any of us really has a relationship with Alex Trebek. He doesn't stick around and talk after the show. You know, he has a busy life to lead. So he's very professional.
But do you think he specifically disliked you because of what you were doing, because you sometimes didn't dress like everyone else does on Jeopardy, because you interrupted him?
I think he's seen it all in 30 years. You know, I don't think what I did was that unusual for the show. Maybe other people disagree. But, you know, I think he went on an interview on Fox News and said he didn't hate me, you know, for what it's worth. He was always very gracious to me in the little chats we had over the credits, even when I was in the moment getting frustrated with those mispronunciations I was making one of my games. You know, he said to me during the credits, well, you know, if I just lost $10,000 because of a close call like that, I'd be mad too. So I think he empathizes. He sees where the contestants come from.
Let's talk about your use of social media, which is sort of new for Jeopardy. You live tweeted the show last night and you also took to YouTube with this lip sync after you lost. Let's listen. You're singing there to I Lost on Jeopardy.
I felt I kind of had to do it, but I also felt like everyone posts just the clip of the song after they lose. So, you know, I might as well get a little more interactive with it. So I hope I didn't really come off as that upset in my other. I've known it's coming for months now, but you know, everyone hates to lose. But.
Well, how do you think that Jeopardy changed because of you, specifically with the way that you use social media to tie into the games and get more people involved than otherwise would be?
Yeah. See, that's another thing, because I've said my strategy on the game wasn't that new, but somehow it seemed to attract people's attention more this time around. And also, I'm certainly not the first person to live tweet an episode. You know, I didn't even have that idea. I'd seen like college players do it in the past or younger players do it. But for whatever reason, it was like a perfect storm of different factors. The fact that my run was stretched out by those hiatuses, by the tournaments that they were running. The fact that there was this really strong negative reaction to me. So it wasn't just that I was on Twitter, but that I was, you know, facing down a horde of critics and, you know, getting in dialogue with them. All of those things, I think, made it more interesting for people. Maybe it's also because I am funnier or more interesting than other people on Twitter, or maybe it's because I'm much more obnoxious and annoying, whichever direction you want. But it got the attention. And so, you know, I've been told from people who work for Jeopardy that they wish, you know, they love it when people engage with contestants.
Well, you engaged with our listeners actually on our website after we had you on before, and you responded to listeners who thought that the way you played the game was wrong. You said this: if you think the game isn't fun because of whizbos like me, get the Jeopardy producers to change the rules of the game. Jeopardy's a business, and they make their profits entertaining people. If they agree with you that the possibility of whizbos playing the way I play is something they want to discourage, they can change the rules to prevent it. It wouldn't be hard to do. Do you think Jeopardy's going to change the rules because of you?
I doubt it, because gosh, that guy, I almost forgot about him. You know, he's one of the few times I've actually, you know, read the comments somewhere else. Wizbo is such an interesting word. But, you know, they've had the opportunity to change the rules many times in the past, and the rules have changed. Like, there used to be a cap on winning up to 5 days, and they removed that cap, you know. If they mind it, they have every opportunity to change it, you know, and they haven't.
What's next for you, Arthur?
What's next for me? Well, I'd like to get some sleep, you know, go home and spend time with my wife and doing things that I enjoy that I've kind of put on the back burner, first to prepare to be on Jeopardy and then dealing with this whole media blitz about Jeopardy. I hope to be on the next Tournament of Champions, and I'm definitely going to be studying for that. I got to bring my A game, so I'm looking forward to that. And as far as other things, we'll take it one step at a time.
If somebody comes to you and says they want to give you a reality TV show, would you take it?
Well, if it doesn't interfere with my contract with Jeopardy, you know, I definitely consider that. Hopefully not a dating show because I'm happily married, but, you know, a different reality show concept maybe.
Arthur Chu, who lost last night, but after winning nearly $300,000 on Jeopardy through a very interesting strategy. And we've got the link to our original interview with him at hereandnow.org. Arthur, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.